I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The court-appointed examiner in WorldCom's $11 billion bankruptcy issued his final report today, and it gives a highly unflattering picture of the board of directors, which could be fodder for shareholders suing the company, which is now known as MCI. Joining us from Marketplace's studios in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland with the details. Tess, the bankruptcy examiner here is former U.S. Attorney General Dick Thornburgh. What does he say?
Well, this is the third and final report that he's issued on WorldCom's downfall. You'll remember the company declared the biggest corporate bankruptcy in U.S. history back in mid-2002. The first report focused on all the accounting irregularities, as you noted, $11 billion worth. The second one blasted the company's executives and the board of directors. And this final installment deals with whether the company itself can sue those former executives and directors for that total lack of oversight. And Thornburgh does not mince words here.
You had directors who failed to honor their responsibilities, fiduciary responsibilities to shareholders. They were buffaloed by a very aggressive CEO and CFO, Bernard Ebbers and Scott Sullivan. All of the checks and balances that have been established by law and by practice simply failed to operate here.
And by the way, Madeline, you know, people think about all the fraud that we've heard about Enron. Well, again, this WorldCom bankruptcy was the biggest in U.S. history, and the fraud here was bigger than even Enron. So when you think about that, it's pretty extraordinary, and this report goes into detail on all of that.
And so the verdict of this final report, the company can sue those former executives, Sullivan and Ebbers?
It certainly can, and this already adds to the kind of permission that the company already had from its bankruptcy creditors. The report does not recommend suing the board, but it does say to go after others who may have been involved in the fraud, like the auditors, Arthur Andersen and KPMG, lawyers, analysts, basically anybody who had anything to do with the company's downfall.
And what would they be going after the lawyers and analysts for?
Well, the lawyers, because they signed off on all these neat little accounting tricks that Ebbers and Sullivan and the others used. And the analysts, actually Thornburgh reserved a particular scorn for them. You had these supposedly independent stock analysts. The report concludes they were more intent on getting investment banking business from WorldCom than they were in giving an independent assessment of what the company's stock was really worth. So the people who are supposed to protect the shareholders were actually misleading them right along with company executives.
And what other stories are you working on in the Marketplace newsroom, Tess?
Well, this day before the New Hampshire primary, we're looking at where the presidential hopefuls stand on corporate governance reform. Good day to do that.
Indeed. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.